welcome back to this episode of the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Mack, joined along with Patrick Spillman. Pat, how are you doing today?
Trent, I'm doing great. It's nice and warm outside, and there's actual sun outside, so I'm extremely happy today. I think this is one of the happiest days I've probably been. Super Bowl's on tonight, so I'm even more excited. So it's just a great day altogether. How about you?
Not too bad. I had a meeting this morning, and I've just really been sitting around, not really doing much. So it's been a good day.
It's been a good day. Well, we've had two teams, both the men and women's basketball teams, who both had two games this week. And unfortunately, we have not been given any information on the track meet. So we will go ahead and give you guys that track information next week once we actually get information on standings and everything else. We are going to go ahead and start with men's basketball, who is at home both Wednesday and Saturday this week. On Wednesday, they faced Earlham College in the Somers Center. Home team struggled throughout much of the first half, but the Beavers came out firing on all cylinders after the break and outscored the Quakers 49-25 in the second half to help secure a huge 78-59 victory.
Bluffton dug an early 8-2 hole when Earlham's Blake Bonin nailed a three with just 1:30 left off the game clock. Although the Beavers went 11 of 27 from the field in the first 20 minutes, the home team came out on fire in the second half, making the first five baskets to take their first lead of the game at 36-34. The Beavers would put the pedal to the metal and run away with the game en route to the 78-59 win for the home team.
The visitors were on fire from the get-go and found themselves up 18-8 with 12:31 on the clock when Chaney Zolman knocked one down from distance. The Quakers extended their lead to 11, 27-16 when Zolman completed the old-fashioned three-point play with 6:45 remaining in the first half. But they would not cave as the Beavers trimmed their deficit to 5, 34-29 when Desmond Brown knocked down a jumper with time expiring for some much-needed momentum going into the break.
The home team picked up where it left off and rattled in nine straight points to take its first lead of the game when Isaiah Taylor drained a pair of free throws to make it 38-34. The visitors would take the lead back on a Zolman four-point play, which made it 42-41 in favor of the Quakers with 15:50 left in the game. It was all Beavers from there as they saw their lead grow to 12, 59-47 on a Taylor tip-in with less than 10 minutes to play. The home team controlled the pace the rest of the way, helping secure the huge 78-59 win for the Beavers.
Renner and Brown netted 21 points apiece on a combined 16-29 from the field, including a blistering 6 of 10 from behind the arc. Renner ripped down with a team-high 8 rebounds, while Zeddy Pollock dished out a team-high 5 assists in the win. Taylor dropped in 13 points and came down with 6 rebounds for the home team.
Bluffton hit 27 of 54, 50% from the field. It went a sparkling 8 of 14, 57.1% from distance. The home team coughed it up 16 times, four more than the visitors. Bluffton pulled down a whopping 41 rebounds compared to just 17 for the Quakers. The Beavers dominated second chance points by a 17-0 margin while holding their own in the paint 30-20.
The Beavers were back in action in the second game of our doubleheader when they played host to conference-leading Franklin College. The home team jumped out to a fast start and never looked back. Bluffton came away with a very hard-fought 67-53 win and now stands 10-9 overall and 6-6 in the HCAC, while Franklin fell to 13-6 and 9-3 in the conference.
Bluffton would see its early lead climb to 6, 11-5 when Isaiah Taylor got to the rack. The home team would control most of the game, only allowing the Grizzlies to cut it to 3 points, 54-51, with 7:16 left on the clock in the second half, en route to the convincing 67-53 win.
The home team went up 9-3 when Taylor dropped his two-pointer with 17:18 on the clock. Bluffton extended its lead to 21-7 when Desmond Brown dialed a three from long distance with 11:58 left in the first half. The Grizzlies cut the deficit to 8, 32-24 when Peyton Mills knocked down a jumper with less than 6 minutes to play in the first period. The home team would then push the lead back to double digits at 38-24 heading into half.
The Beavers would keep their feet on the pedal in the second half when Andrew Renner scored the first bucket for the home team to make it 40-26 with 19:16 left on the clock. Franklin clawed back and made it 54-51 on a pair of Roden Kennedy free throws with 7:16 left to play. Bluffton would pull away from that point on thanks to some huge buckets, including a triple from Brown that just beat the shot clock with 5:54 to play. That helped seal the 67-53 win for the Beavers.
Brown led the way with a career-high 23 points and 9 of 12 shooting from the field and a red-hot 4 of 5 from behind the three-point line. Taylor checked in with 18 points of his own on 9 of 15 from the field, pulled down 6 rebounds in the win. Renner notched 11 on 4 of 14 shooting to go along with a team-high 7 rebounds. Freshman Marcus Bruns hauled in 3 crucial rebounds in a 6-minute stretch to end the first half.
Bluffton hit 27 of 52, 51.9% from the field, and was an efficient 7 of 16, 43.8% from distance. The home team pulled down 33 rebounds compared to just 24 for the visitors. Both teams coughed up the ball 10 times on the afternoon.
Bluffton will be back in action on Wednesday, February 5th, when they travel to Mount St. Joseph to take on the Lions in a Heartland Conference clash. Tip-off is set for 7:30 p.m. The women were also away on Wednesday, but home on Saturday, where they had to travel to Earlham College, where the Beavers dropped a 69-62 decision, falling to 9-9 on the year and 3-8 in the conference.
The visitors controlled the tip and got on the board first with a Kylie Brock jumper. Earlham would answer back with 2 baskets to take the lead, but a 9-2 run for the Beavers put them on top 11-6. Back-to-back layups from TJ Mills and Brianna Gillig gave Bluffton a 15-10 advantage at the end of the first.
Sammy Shardo hit a jumper followed by a 3 to give the Beavers the first points of the quarter, 20-13. A 7-0 run would put the visiting team up 27-20 with 2:54 to play in the first half. 2 threes from Earlham pulled the Quakers within 3, but 2 Brock freebies pushed the Beaver lead to 31-26 going into half.
The Quaker offense ignited early in the third quarter as 2 makes cut the deficit to just 1. The Beavers held on to the lead, as Gillig bucketed 3 layups to push the score to 37-30. Brock hit 2 threes in 2 minutes to go along with layups from Nora Heminger and Haley Bruns, increasing the lead to 11, 47-36. 2 Gillig charity shots sent Bluffton into the final quarter up 52-46.
Heminger hit a triple to make the score 56-50 in favor of the Beavers. The tie turned quickly, however, when Earlham used an 11-0 run to take a 62-56 lead. Bluffton wasn't able to recover as the home team capped off its 69-62 victory.
Leading the Beaver offense was Gillig with 21 points. Shardo and Brock tallied 11 and 10 points, respectively. Emma Saltzman led the Beaver defense with 9 rebounds. Gillig was close behind, pulling down 7.
The Beavers connected on 22 of 50, 44% from the field, including a highly efficient 6 of 7, 85.7% from deep. Earlham hit 22 of 58, 37.9%, and 6 of 16, 37.5% from outside the arc. Bluffton knocked down 12 of 29, 63.2% from the free throw line, compared to the Quakers, 19 of 25, 76%. Beavers pulled down 3 more boards, 37-34, but coughed up the ball 9 more times, 26-17. And then the Beavers were back in action on Saturday when they played in the first of our doubleheader, and the Beavers were able to hold off a tough Grizzly team, 66-56. Bluffton improved to 10-9, 4-8 in the HCAC, while Franklin slipped to 11-7, 7-5 in the HCAC.
Franklin controlled the tip and hit the first basket of the game before a TJ Mills triple and a layup from Nora Heminger gave the Beavers a 5-4 lead. 2 buckets in the paint and 2 freebies from Brianna Gillig pushed the Beaver lead to 6 with just under 2 minutes in the first. Trifecta for Sammy Shardo, followed by 2 Heminger charity shots, had the Beavers up 19-11 at the end of one.
A 6-5 run for the Grizzlies early in the second brought them within 7, but the Beaver offense was able to pull away again when they went on a 9-0 run to push the score out to 33-17. A Gillig jumper and 2 foul shots for Morgan Smith gave the Beavers a 39-26 lead at the half.
Kylie Brock hit back-to-back shots early in the third to keep the Beaver lead at 13, 43-30. An offensive spark for the Grizzlies had them going on a 10-3 run, which pulled the visitors within six at the 5-11 mark. Four Mills freebies pushed the home team lead back out to 10, but Franklin bucketed five straight to make the game 53-48 going into the final quarter.
Two field goals from Mills to start the fourth put the Good Gals up 57-50. A pair of Gillig freebies followed by a Mills trifecta pushed the lead back up to 10, 62-52. A Gillig tip-in nailed down the Bluffton's 66-56 victory.
Mills led the Bluffton offense with 21 points, just one shy of tying her career high, and the senior pulled down six rebounds. She hit 6 of 8 from the field and 7 of 8 at the line. Dished out three assists and came up with three steals. Right behind her was Gillig, who tallied 20 points and 13 boards for her sixth career double-double. Heminger and Smith also pulled down four rebounds apiece.
The Beavers connected on 23 of 62, 37.1% shots from the field, and 4 of 16, 25% from the arc. Franklin bucketed 23 of 61, 37.7%, but just 2 of 11, 18.2% from deep. Bluffton ended an impressive 16 of 19, 84.2% at the stripe, compared to Franklin's 8 of 13, 61.5%. Bluffton pulled down 7 more boards, 42-35, and stole the ball 6 more times, 11-5. They also turned the ball over 2 fewer times, 18-16. The women will be back in action on Wednesday, February 5th, when Trent and I will be on the radio, 96.1 The Wit, as well as on the live stream, when they play host to Mount St. Joseph on Copeland Court. Tip-off is slated for 7:30 p.m. Come out and support. If not, give us a listen. Unfortunately, as Trent and I said before, we do not have track, as unfortunately we have not been given any results for their meet yesterday. We will have all the information and all of the scoring and everything else that happened from this past week next week on the Beaver Dam.
Yeah, and one thing I really liked seeing out of this Beaver basketball team this past week was just coming out and making their shots. We talked a little bit last week about how they were struggling to score. And Andrew Renner and TJ Mills, when they were in here during the interview for their 1,000 career points, they're both talking to each other, kind of to us a little bit too, about how the whole team as a whole has just struggled to score. And we saw for the men in that second half on Wednesday that they found their rhythm and they continued to score, and we saw that translate to their game yesterday against the number one seeded Franklin Grizzlies, and they came out with the win, a big win.
Yeah, it was a much needed win for both teams, as Franklin was ahead of both of them in the conference. So getting wins against two teams that have winning records in the conference is huge, and defending home court is always important. They always say if you can win every home conference game and steal a couple on the road, then it's going to be huge. Both teams have lost a couple of tough ones at home, so now they're going to have to look to steal a couple away, as well as they have to win all of the rest of their home games. So we're going to see this Bluffton team, especially for the men who's just battled health issues. Just their biggest goal, as Renner said in the interview, just make the conference tournament. Once they make the conference tournament, it doesn't matter what seed you are. It's a clean slate for everybody. For the women, they have a winning record on the year, but only 4-8 in the conference. Definitely going to have to try and get some more wins so that way they can try and sneak into maybe that 6th seed. I think right now they are in the 7th seed. So they're close. Even with that 4-8 record, they just have to go ahead and string a couple of wins together, let a few slip away. They would have liked to got that Earlham win, as they had already beaten Earlham at home earlier in the year. But overall, I just think this Beaver – both these Beavers team deserve to belong in the conference tournament, and I really hope that at least one of them gets a chance to host a game, because I know Trent and I enjoy being able to call those conference games, and it's just a different atmosphere in the Somers Center when it comes to conference tournament time.
Yeah, and that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. Thank you for listening, and encourage you to come back and listen to us on Sunday. Check out previous podcasts, search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, The Wit 96.1 Podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, BluffTheWit.com, and subscribe. This has been Trent Mass, joined along with Patrick Spillman, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Roll Beaver.